800,000 devs burning $1,000 a month in API tokens, three of the big four consulting firms standardized on Claude, and DuckDuckGo's no AI search page up 28% in a single week. The bubble debate is now playing out as two simultaneous arguments, about substance and about saturation, and today's news cycle ran both at full volume. Welcome to AI in 15 for Thursday, May 28, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Big slate, Marcus. Anthropic is actually closing the $30 billion round this week, and the underlying revenue number leaked. Simon Willison says the AI labs have finally found product market fit, just not where everyone expected. DuckDuckGo visits surge as Google's AI mode backlash gains measurable steam. YouTube starts auto-labeling AI-generated video. OpenAI launches a $4 billion consulting subsidiary called DeployCo. KPMG puts Claude in front of 276,000 employees. Microsoft ships computer using agents to general availability. Box's Aaron Levy says CEOs have AI psychosis. China bars private sector AI researchers from traveling abroad. Anthropic releases Claude security in public beta. And a viral blog post, I'm tired of talking to AI. Anthropic crosses the line ahead of OpenAI. The killer product turns out to be coding agents. And consumers vote with their feet. Lead story, Marcus. The Anthropic round is actually closing.
Confirmed this week, Kate. We trailed the headline Tuesday. The new pieces today, Sequoia, Dragoneer, Altimeter, and Green Oaks, each writing roughly $2 billion checks. Microsoft, Nvidia, Founders Fund, and General Catalyst joining. Pre-money, over $900 billion. Annualized revenue jumped from $9 billion at the end of 2025 to $30 billion by early April, overtaking OpenAI's 25. Enterprise is now 80% of the mix. Over 1,000 customers spend more than $1 million a year on Claude, double the count at the Series G close 3 months ago. And the SpaceX S1 confirms Anthropic is committed to roughly $1.25 billion a month in compute.
And the IPO timeline.
October target, Kate. Goldman, JP Morgan, and Morgan Stanley reportedly competing to lead. This is widely expected to be Anthropic's last private round. Two $30 billion rounds in 14 weeks. That velocity of private capital has no precedent. The pro-Western read, this is real revenue with real enterprise stickiness, profitable margins on the model side, and an IPO timeline that lets public markets actually price the asset, not WeWork. The uncomfortable read, $15 billion in annual compute burn, retail investors locked out until October, and a repricing of 2.4x in 90 days. If you believe enterprise demand keeps compounding, $900 billion looks cheap. If you believe Q3 earnings calls sound like Uber did Tuesday, McDonald's saying the productivity link is not yet there, this is the late cycle blow-off.
Quick hits. Marcus. Simon Willison's PMF piece.
Sharpest synthesis I've read this week, Kate. Willison published an essay Tuesday, 764 points on Hacker News, arguing that Anthropic and OpenAI have finally found durable product market fit. The twist? It's not consumer chatbots. It's coding agents. Claude Code, Claude Cowork, OpenAI Codex. As of April, both labs aligned enterprise pricing with API rates. So big customers now pay metered prices instead of flat per-seat fees. Power users routinely burn over $1,000 a month in tokens, dwarfing the $20 to $200 consumer subscriptions. The hiring data backs it. OpenAI 703 open roles, 33% enterprise-focused. Anthropic 390, 27%.
The pushback.
On Hacker News, sharply, Kate. The top critique. How do OpenAI and Anthropic hold these customers when open-source models from China are roughly comparable at a fraction of the price? The answer, enterprise switching costs are real. Compliance, audit hooks, named customer references, the Big Four standardizing on Claude. Once a Fortune 500 wires Claude into its CI pipeline and its SOC2 docs, swapping to a Chinese open weights model isn't a procurement decision, it's a board-level conversation. Willison's deeper point, the trillion-dollar consumer narrative was wrong. The defensible niche is roughly 30 million highly paid developers burning tokens 8 hours a day. Real business.
DuckDuckGo, Marcus. The first measurable backlash.
First quantifiable one, Kate. After Google publicly insisted users, quote, love AI mode in search, DuckDuckGo's AI-free search page saw visits jump an average of 23% week-on-week between May 20th and 25th, peaking at nearly 28% up on May 24th. DuckDuckGo's U.S. mobile app installs spiked 18%. The independent engine Marginalia reported queries up roughly 10 times in a week. The top HN comment that captured it, quote, my friends who previously had no interest in technology and never talked about it are suddenly following tech news closely, all because they hate AI being pushed so hard.
Reality check on the numbers.
Important, Kate. Google has 90% of search. DuckDuckGo, under 1%. A 30% jump on a 1% base is a rounding error globally. But it's a directional signal. Consumers, including non-technical ones, are starting to actively route around unwanted AI. The libertarian read, this is what competition looks like even at tiny scale. When monopolists force a feature down users' throats, the release valve doesn't have to be huge to matter. It just has to exist. Combined with today's viral blog post about being tired of talking to AI, this is a cultural moment Google should not dismiss. AI fatigue is real.
YouTube auto labels, Marcus.
Quietly important, Kate. YouTube announced today it will automatically detect and label AI-generated and meaningfully AI-altered photorealistic videos, even when creators don't disclose. Labels appear under the video player on long-form content and as overlays on shorts. Permanent for content made with YouTube's Veo and DreamScreen tools, or anything carrying C2PA provenance metadata. And critically, YouTube said the label does not change how a video is recommended or whether it earns money. No algorithmic or revenue penalty just for being labeled.
Why now?
The forwarded by family on Facebook problem, Kate. The HN thread filled with stories. Relatives forwarding photorealistic AI old man giving life advice videos as if they were news. An explosion of AI-generated focus music channels. YouTube is the largest video platform on Earth, taking responsibility for AI provenance at scale. Technically, it's a hard ML problem. They apparently now have internal detection good enough to flag undisclosed content. The no monetization penalty framing is smart. It removes the incentive for creators to lie about provenance.
DeployCo and KPMG, Marcus. Pair them.
Same battle, Kate. OpenAI announced DeployCo on May 12th, a majority-owned consulting subsidiary with $4 billion in initial capital at a $10 billion pre-money valuation. TPG leads Bain Capital, Brookfield, McKinsey, Goldman, Capgemini, and 13 other firms participating. Investors get a guaranteed 17.5% minimum return with capped upside. OpenAI is acquiring AI consulting firm Tomorrow, 150 forward-deployed engineers on day one, and placing them physically inside Fortune 500 clients. Same week, KPMG announced it's deploying Claude across all 276,000 employees in 138 countries, embedding it in Digital Gateway, the client-facing tax, legal, and advisory platform. Anthropic named KPMG its preferred PE partner. Combined with Deloitte at 470,000 employees, and PwC also live, three of the Big Four are now Claude shops.
Strategic read.
The 2026 fight is distribution, not benchmarks, Kate. OpenAI is openly admitting APIs aren't enough. Somebody has to install the AI inside Fortune 500 workflows. the 17% guaranteed return on DeployCo investors is telling. OpenAI is paying for distribution. Meanwhile, Anthropic is getting distribution for free. Every Big Four consultant recommending technology platforms is now also a Claude evangelist. That's a moat OpenAI cannot easily counter except by paying for it, which is exactly what DeployCo does.
Microsoft Copilot Agents GA, Marcus.
Quick one, Kate. Microsoft moved computer-using agents in Copilot Studio to general availability on May 13th. The agents use vision plus reasoning to operate Windows desktop apps and web UIs like a human, clicking, typing, scrolling, to automate workflows where there's no API. Ships with both OpenAI's CUA model and Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 4.5 as supported backends. Azure Key Vault for credentials, Purview audit logging, configurable human-in-the-loop review. Real-time voice also generally available, sub 500 millisecond latency.
Notable detail.
Microsoft shipping both OpenAI and Anthropic as backends, Kate. That's a hedge. Microsoft no longer treats OpenAI as exclusive. For enterprise customers, it's the long-promised AnyApp agent layer. Finally, inside governance rails, a CISO can audit. This is how AI quietly takes over the boring work. RPA, but with eyes.
AI psychosis, Marcus. Aaron Levy.
Levy set off a real conversation, Kate. Box's founder posted on X, arguing CEOs are uniquely prone to AI psychosis because they're sufficiently distant from the last mile of work to extrapolate one-shot demos into sweeping automation mandates. Translation: executives play with prototypes, never do the painful debugging and integration, then fire people based on a board deck slide. Levy's recommendation: executives should actually use AI extensively themselves to learn its limits. Context: 2026's record tech layoffs, many justified by AI productivity gains that frontline workers say don't materialize. 628 points on Hacker News. A rare moment of public skepticism from inside the tech CEO class.
China travel restrictions, Marcus.
Significant policy shift, Kate. Bloomberg reported Monday that China is now requiring government approval before researchers, founders, and executives at private AI firms, including Alibaba and DeepSeek, can travel internationally. Restrictions previously only applied to state-affiliated researchers, universities, state-owned enterprises, nuclear scientists. Extending them to private companies is the new piece. Earlier signals: a similar ban for DeepSeek executives in December. Two co-founders of agent startup Manus barred. Beijing is treating top private AI talent as a strategic national asset, in the same category as nuclear scientists. The historical precedent: the Soviet Union ran the same playbook with rocket scientists. It did not work well for the country imposing it. It also raises an uncomfortable question about whether prominent Chinese AI researchers we hear from publicly are speaking freely.
Claude Security.
Quick one, Kate. Anthropic launched Claude Security in public beta this month. Vulnerability scanning built on Claude Opus 4.7 for Claude Enterprise customers. Multi-stage validation to suppress false positives. Confidence ratings on every finding. Scheduled and directory-targeted scans. Webhook exports to Slack, Jira, CSV. Paired with a new security guidance plugin for all Claude Code users. It monitors edits, diffs, and commits in real time and flags dangerous patterns before code reaches production. This is the defensive companion to Mythos and Project Glasswing we covered all week. 100 million in usage credits and 4 million in donations to open source security orgs. The dual use logic is the whole point. You cannot defend against AI discovered vulnerabilities without AI defenders.
Last one, Marcus. I'm tired of talking to AI.
Cultural mood piece, Kate. A blog post by an author writing as The Orchid went viral on Hacker News this week. nearly 2,000 upvotes, 900 comments. The premise? Asking real questions of real humans on GitHub, Reddit, and at work, and repeatedly getting back ChatGPT screenshots verbatim. In one anecdote, a business owner answered a work question by pasting a wrong ChatGPT screenshot. Then, when corrected, pasted another wrong screenshot. The thread filled with similar stories. Slack arguments composed entirely of AI-generated denials. Apple Store helpline bots that pause to think before passing you to a human. Family members forwarding photorealistic AI news videos. This is the cultural undercurrent beneath the DuckDuckGo surge and the YouTube labeling push. The collective sense that real human communication is being substituted with AI-mediated noise. And people are tired. The libertarian read, friction creates space for human-verified or no AI products to find a niche. The Kate read, the irony of AI being so good at being lazy that it makes us miss talking to each other.
Big picture, Marcus.
One coherent story today, Kate. 2026 is the year AI moved from demo to deployed. Anthropic closes a $900 billion round backed by actual $30 billion enterprise revenue. OpenAI launches a $4 billion consulting arm because shipping APIs isn't enough. Microsoft ships enterprise-grade computer use agents. The Big Four standardize on Claude. The Pope writes about it. And consumers, fed up with AI shoved into every search box, vote with their feet to DuckDuckGo. The bubble narrative and the substance narrative are now visibly racing each other in the same week. The pro-Western libertarian read, markets are working. Real revenue, real customers, real switching costs, real competition surfacing in DuckDuckGo and viral blog posts. Capital is flowing toward profitable enterprise distribution rather than consumer fantasies. The uncomfortable read, the entire Frontier Lab business model now visibly depends on whether Fortune 500 customers keep paying enterprise prices on metered tokens. Willison's product market fit is 30 million developers, not 8 billion people. That's a real business. It is also a much narrower one than $900 billion in equity has been pricing. The next 12 months, decide which narrative was right.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.